What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Another dimension. This is the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Big talk in our first segment about the Brewers' starting rotation going on today in Green Bay. Mini camp in full effect. All sorts of media availability today. And on her way to Green Bay, one of our besties here, on the Mason Crosby Show, it is Stephanie Sutton from WISN Channel 12, the ABC affiliate here in Milwaukee. How you doing, Steph?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm hoping you can hear me okay because I'm approaching the Keel Cleveland exit. Do you know what exit that is on the way to Green Bay? Are you guys aware of this?
Is that the cell phone dead zone, as we call it?
A little past there, but the reason I get off on Keel in Cleveland is Bondi's Quick Mart. You got to stop there.
Really?
On the way to Green Bay. I've been doing this for 22 years at WISN 12. You get off this exit. It's called Bondi's Quick Mart. It actually, you know, you can fill up with gas. They do have a Subway there, though, but they got a bakery in this gas station.
Say less. So I'm Stephanie, say less. You say bakery, and I am all in. Let's go.
I'm telling you, their croissants are delicious. I get deviled eggs. So it's quite yummy. But literally, as I'm speaking to you, we're getting off the exit, which might bode well for this segment because you kind of were going a little in and out, and we're just stopping ahead of the dead zone, so that's good. But this is on our path to Green Bay anytime we go, whether it's a game day, whether, you know, mandatory mini camp like it is today or what have you. But definitely make a stop at the Bondi's Quick Mart. And this is, I'm not getting paid. This is a free advertisement.
Yep, like I love
this
it.
This is where we go. This is what we do.
Well, I'm tentatively scheduled to drive up to Green Bay on Monday because, of course, WWE Raw is going to be in Green Bay on Monday. So I will have to make my first. I've never stopped there before as many times as I've driven up. So I will make that happen.
Really?
It's
good. It's just past Sheboygan. It's like five minutes,
yep,
you know.
Sure.
North of Sheboygan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so
when you see the big flag and you see that, what's that major insurance company to the right?
Right. Yep.
Just
yep.
A little further down.
Just past that.
Yeah,
past
no.
That. All right. I am in. Stephanie Sutton joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Certainly the big news we got yesterday morning, really as the show was starting, Jair Alexander not going to be a member of the Green Bay Packers. What was your reaction to that? And what, you know, if he, you know, he can go anywhere, and there's already rumors about the Vikings have made a call. What do you think about the whole Jair Alexander situation today?
I guess my only surprise was, it's not surprising that they decided to release him. Just the timing of it, I guess I would have thought it would have been done sooner, or there would have been some, you know, renegotiation, and he would have stayed with the Packers, or he would have been traded sooner. I don't think it really bodes well for Jair, but as you just mentioned, if the Vikings are interested, well, then, you know, have at it. But for the Packers, knowing that, I mean, he only played in, what, 7 games last season, the amount of money I'm sure he wanted and the money they were willing to give him. I mean, he's obviously very talented cornerback, and he's getting a little up there in age, but still, you know, very athletic. Overall, that was a little surprising that it was done the day, right before a mandatory minicamp, because as we know, he was not there for any of the OTAs, but that was kind of expected.
Right.
So I was only surprised by the timing, not the move. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense, and I think that, you know, there's a few different ways to look at it, and that is certainly a prevailing opinion. I'm still of the perspective where it's like, maybe they should have figured out a way to bring him in and see what happens. And now that we found out how much money they are under the cap, I know you don't want to pay a guy for not playing. And if the relationship's truly damaged, and if you really think that he's not going to be available because he's played, you know, 50% of the games in the past 3-4 years, like, it's hard to rely on a guy like that. But, man, when he's on the field, he does make the team better. So I guess I'm kind of bummed.
Oh, he is a playmaker. You can't deny that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of bummed, but I also understand it. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I understand, too. And honestly, as we know, like, in the past with, you know, I know he wasn't quite as injured as, a David Bakhtiari. Boy, all the money that we threw at David Bakhtiari or the Packers threw at David Bakhtiari, and then that just did not pan out afterwards. You know, I'm sure they're a little gun-shy, trigger-shy to negotiate a higher salary for someone that they're not even sure is going to be out on the field. So
right.
In the fairness of the Packers, they feel they got to move on, but you're right. Then so what do you got? You got Keyshawn Nixon, Nate Hobbs, Carrington Valentine. Yeah, like, you now are going to rely on those guys. And honestly, for Keyshawn Nixon, as we know, he started off as the returner, and he's trying to get into – so you're leaning on him now, you know, as one of the main starters at cornerback. So I don't know. It should be interesting what happens in that cornerback room this year. But, yeah, it's a little – and honestly, from a media perspective, Jair was fun. He was funny. I still – I mean, he photobombed a Green Bay reporter during her live shot. I mean,
yep.
Who does that? Jair does that. He brought that – you were mentioning wrestling, the heavyweight belt that he brought in the
yep.
locker room that one day. It's call of, you know, just even though it's exciting, it's the NFL, you know, day-to-day jobs can get a little mundane. I love the excitement that he brought to being in front of the camera. Let's just say that. And either way, in front of the camera in the locker room, but also in front of the cameras on the field, too, when he would, you know, have his pick sixes or what have you. I mean, he was fun to watch for sure.
From one guy leaving to Green Bay to another who left a couple years ago, Aaron Rodgers found a home this week in Pittsburgh. We reacted to that with a lot of ho-hum. You know, is there anything of interest or newsworthy beyond just that he's going to Pittsburgh? You know, it's just kind of like more of, you know, the rest of us just living in Aaron's world, isn't it?
It kind of is, you know, and again, it's reminiscent of Brett Favre starting on here, going to the Jets, and then all of a sudden he goes to the Vikings, and now you got Aaron with the Steelers, and it's interesting that it's just a 1-year contract, and I am very excited, obviously, for the game in October when the Packers, I wish it was here at Lambeau, I really do.
Yep.
But, you know, I think that would make it a little better, but, you know, they got to travel to Pittsburgh on, I think it's a Sunday night football game, and I think even Jordan Love said the other day, hey, I'm fine with it, I can't wait to swap jerseys, what have you. Boy, aren't there just all the quarterbacks, you know, I know the Steelers, I think they tried to get Matthew Stafford at one point. You know, it's interesting that how Aaron ended up, he wasn't their number one choice, really, you know what I mean? But he lands in Pittsburgh, he's there, the Packers are going to face him. I will say it will be a bitter pill to swallow if the Packers, let's say, lose to the Steelers in October. And did you even think about this, Mitch? Like, there is a possibility there could be a Packers-Steelers Super Bowl again.
Slow down, Steph. I mean, slow down.
Could you imagine?
It'd be amazing.
Minds would explode.
Yes. It'd be unbelievable. I'm not going there yet. I'm not going there yet
because I don't know if either team is going
right.
to be at that point.
And I hate to say this out loud.
Mandatory minicamp, but.
Right. I hate to say this out loud, but I actually think the Packers have a better shot than the Steelers. And I know that's like...
I think so, too.
Right. If you look at the odds, you know, at our friends at Potawatomi Sportsbook, they'd say the same thing. Like, the odds for the Packers to make the Super Bowl have got to be better than the Steelers. but that would just be absolutely crazy. Stephanie Sutton joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Are we even going to talk about the Packers today? Yes, we're going to talk about the Packers today. So, Steph, you're on your way up to minicamp. What are some of the storylines that you are looking at right away?
Well, there's no Jair, but we're all wondering about Elgton Jenkins.
Yep.
Is he going to be there? They're trying to move him by left guard to center, and he wants some reassurance that, you know, he's moving positions, and I get it. Like, that's, you know, when you're center, you're with the snap. You're the start of the play. Like, you know, you want, it's a different position, you know, and I'm sure injury-wise and what have you, he just wants to make sure that he gets paid well or whatever. You know, so it should be interesting to see if Elgton Jenkins is there. That's one thing I'm looking for. Everyone's been singing the praises of rookie first-round draft pick Matthew Golden, and then obviously we're going to be checking out Savion Williams. I'm really excited about this receiving group, and let's say Marshawn Lloyd, running back, you know, third-round draft pick from last year. So to see how he fits in, you know, with the running backs again, I mean, maybe we'll see him improve so-and-so more and more this year. But again, it's day one of minicamp. Our mandatory minicamp. So it is exciting because this is not voluntary.
Right.
The players are supposed to be here. Everyone's supposed to show up. But again, we're going to see if Elgton Jenkins is even here today.
Yeah. And I think, what did we hear? The rumor that he's coming, but he's not going to practice.
Like
he's going to show up because it's mandatory, but he's not going to suit up until he gets the warm cozies, right? The warm cuddlies. Until he feels loved and wanted and taken care of. I mean, listen, there's something to be said for that.
Right. I agree. Yeah, no, you can't blame him. You're moving positions. You're one of the older players on the team. Honestly, there's three Packers left since Jair left that were on the team when Matt LaFleur first got here. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
We're down to three.
I mean, listen, Father Time is undefeated, Steph.
It really is.
Like it,
it's crazy,
know?
Though.
Yeah, it is.
It's not the old days, though.
Like, no, like, no, again, it's like, definitely,
you know,
60s, not.
70s or 80s, where the teams would stick together for like 10 years or what have you. But I mean, it's interesting, the turnover of players and what's happened, I guess, since Matt LaFleur's gotten here. But again, you're right. I should have corrected me saying that. Yes, Elgton Jenkins will show up but won't be on the field soon. Will he be suited up?
Exactly. Stephanie Sutton, WISN 12, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Real quick, just wanted to ask you, there was some Giannis news this morning. Apparently, he told a podcast that he loves Milwaukee and wants to stay here. Do you get caught up in all the Giannis rumors during the offseason? I know they seem to be a little more intense this year than in the past, but kind of not really. Do you get caught up in that, or do you just like kind of wait?
He's such a Milwaukee guy.
I know
he's not. He really is. He's. I don't say he's a homer, but he's kind of a homer. He wants to stay here. I don't think he wants to even test the waters and go somewhere else because this is his place. He loves it. He wants to bring the Bucks another championship. He really seems to embrace the organization, even though, again, there's kind of been some turnover there in the last few years on that roster. But it doesn't surprise me that he says, you know, that he wants to, you know, go to another NBA Finals with the Milwaukee Bucks. We all want to see that. I just, you know, he's got to stay healthy. Dame's got to get healthy. But that, you're right. It's the same old thing. It's more of like a national story. I think locally, I feel like we're like, nah, he's not going anywhere yet. Now, at the same time, had some major trade happen. Maybe that wouldn't be as. But who are you going to trade for Giannis? Like,
your entire franchise. I mean, 100 first round picks.
He's in the GM. You trade the whole show. Yeah. How are you going to trade for that?
Yeah.
So that's why I think he's staying here, and he likes it here.
Right. And I think he's built different. Like he's not at the point of his career yet, at least, where he's chasing that second ring, where we see, you know, a lot of veterans end up doing that. He's not there yet. He loves Milwaukee. It's almost comical and fun to watch the national media and other markets get so worked up over, like, Giannis to the Knicks, Giannis to the Warriors, Giannis to the Suns, Giannis to the Heat. Like, and we're just like, nope, Giannis is on the Bucks.
No, he's still here. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I know. Again, we're going to have probably the same, unless they go on to win the NBA championship next year, we'll probably have the same conversation every year. By the way, I'm sorry it's gotten louder during my time. I'm literally inside the store.
No, you're fine. It's great.
I'm going to get my coffee right now.
Do it.
I just picked up my delicious croissant.
Perfect.
And then I'm heading over to the fridge to get my deviled eggs. And I know it sounds funny, but there literally is a bakery inside of this gas station.
All right, last question. Last question, okay. Stefan. This is what we're going to talk about in the next segment as well. With the release of Jair Alexander, the Packers have like $44 million under the cap. Do you want them to use that money to work on retaining their current players, or do you want them to go get some free agents? Not this offseason, obviously, because the free agents are gone, but do you want them to reinvest that money for free agents in the future, or do they need to use it to take care of Elton, to take care of Zach Tom, to take care of Quinn Walker?
Oh, can I go halfsies?
Sure.
I agree with both. You do want to take care of the Elton Jenkins type players, and you kind of want to go after a major free agent if you can. But again, you're like you said, that's like not happening. So I think you got to go down the middle on that. I'm sorry, I can't choose one or the other. And who knows? I know the Packers don't like giving up draft picks. That's what I do know. But I think that's what you got to do with that extra with that extra money. That's my opinion.
That's fair.
You half seats.
Okay. All right. We'll take it.
You gotta pay the current guys that are, you know, treat your team well and do well for your team. And then I think you gotta save a little for the future and the free agents.
Absolutely. Steph, enjoy the deviled eggs. Enjoy your croissant. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy Bondi's. Okay. Enjoy the drive up to Green Bay. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, Mitch.
Thanks so much, Steph. You bet. That's Stephanie Sutton, WISN 12 sports reporter, on her way to Green Bay. We caught her at her favorite convenience store just north of Sheboygan at the Keel Cleveland exit. I will definitely have to check that out. And my problem is going to be, like, I know she got the croissant and the deviled eggs. I'm buying like 7 different bakery, like whatever frosted cookies, cupcakes they have. Tommy, what's your go-to at a bakery?
Coffee.
To eat, like what's your is there a delicious treat you're looking for?
It's I guess like a bagel, like give me like a cinnamon.
You're not a sweet guy.
I would much rather get a breakfast sandwich at the bakery than I would get a piece of bakery. Yes,
because I'm always looking for the cruller. I'm a huge cruller fan, but I'm also like any cookie that they have designed. I'm a sucker for.
You are the happy face cookie guy.
I am the happy face cookie guy. I think there was a cookie when I was growing up in Framingham, Massachusetts, in biking distance, there was a bakery, Raines Bakery, the Raines family. I played Little League with the Raines kids. They used to do like Sesame Street characters, but like it would be like 3 layers of cookies and frosting and like this huge, and like the cookie, obviously they did Cookie Monster, but they did Oscar the Grouch. They did Grover. They did Big Bird. And so I just like remember these amazing creations that they were just layer cookies and with tons of frosting. And it's like that still like takes me back to 12-year-old Mitch just like buying one of these, taking it home, putting it on the kitchen table. I think I'd have to eat it, and even as a 12-year-old, 2 or 3 sittings, that's how big it was, and I would just love it.
Yeah, I would say give me bagel over cookie. I get down with some scones every once in a while.
Okay.
But I don't like that sweet. Like, donuts are great, don't get me wrong, but that sweet that early,
yeah,
sometimes it throws me off.
Sure, not necessarily your go-to. That's fair. All right. Well, I will check it out on Monday, and I will report back on Tuesday. And maybe there'll be a little something for you.
Now I
got to think, like scone, bagel, not sweets, because I would have gone just like...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bagels and
we get donuts in here like quite often. It feels like if we
every
get,
once in a while.
When if we're getting something
way,
in the building.
If you're listening and you want to deliver more bagels to Odyssey headquarters in Milwaukee, you go right ahead. We got bagels in here every once in a while.
Yeah, I would go bagel before donut all day.
Yeah, we got bagels in here as long as you don't leave the cream cheese out overnight.
Right.
Yeah, which has happened here as well. Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, going to join us after the 10 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little more Packers. Thanks again to Stephanie Sutton for jumping on the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. My name's Mitch Nellis. We're in the Fan Studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.